Network presents Eddie Condon's 36th Jazz Concert, featuring trombonist Johnny Pesky, clarinetist Joe Marcella, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, from the Village Vanguard, cornetist Max Kaminsky, percussionist George Wetling, bassist Sid Weiss, and at the Steinway, Miff Moles, Gene Schrader. The song is W.C. Handy's American classic, The St. Louis Blues. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And hello out there, wherever you are, to all you soldiers and sailors listening to this Americondon music through military facilities. Perhaps you know that this program is now being broadcast by transcription over a whole lot of new stations, military stations all over the world. And Eddie's mail this morning included letters from Guam and the Aleutians, Iran and New Zealand, and... Oh, yes, there was one letter this morning from a listener in the Azores who tells us that the station there liked that program early in December. Remember the one when Jack Teagarden and Wingy Minone sang the Carnegie Hall Blues? Well, they liked that one so much that so far they've broadcast it 5 times and no complaints yet. And that's the kind of news that makes Eddie and the boys feel very good. Well, we've got a special show lined up for you today, and the man to tell you all about it is Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is poll season. Every Tom, Dick, and Barry is running some kind of an election to prove just how hot Leonard plays the piano. Well, I heard about a new kind of a poll the other day, and this one seemed to me to be so worthwhile that I've asked the originator of it to drop in and tell you all about it. This fellow is responsible for a couple of other innovations in radio, including the make-believe ballroom. So you can hear that this poll is pretty much on the square. Ladies and gentlemen, this fellow is going to step in and tell you all about it. From Hollywood, California, Mr. Al Jarvis. Tell him about it, Al.
Oh, thank you very much, Eddie. And thanks for some mighty powerful music that we get every Saturday morning out our way. Eddie, as you say, everybody runs a poll. But for the past 3 years, I've conducted one that is a little bit different because in my annual poll, my listeners are asked to include a donation to the Hollywood Children's Hospital of one thin dime for every vote they cast. In other words, it's 10 cents a vote 11 for a dollar. We don't care if they stuff the ballot as long as they send in one dime with every vote. And then every day the hospital reports the count on those 10-cent ballots. And believe me, it makes a fellow feel pretty good to report the progress of the election to his listeners when he knows that every vote is a contribution to such a worthy cause. And it has been mighty, mighty fine to know that so many votes have been coming in for the past 3 years.
Well, I want to thank you very kindly. Seems to me that a voter might give a second thought to a ballot that cost him something. Who won the Hollywood poll this year? And who's that fellow standing there?
Well, I'm going to tell you who won, Eddie. And remember, this fellow's constituents backed up their opinion with a donation of several thousand dimes to the Hollywood Children's Hospital. I've got him right here with me today, the leader of Hollywood, California's selection as the most popular orchestra of the year, Mr. Woody Herman.
Thanks very, very much, Al. It's wonderful to be here. And, Ed, I'd kind of like to do a little blues. Do you mind? Huh?
Well, I wouldn't make it too little. How about, say, four courses?
Well, four courses in B-flat.
I understand you only did 117 shows yesterday.
Well, we stuck in a couple extra ones.
They will happen.
And a few benefits.
Well, don't forget about those benefits. Bank every one of them. Gene, do you want to take four bars on the piano in B-flat for Woody?
I woke up this morning with the blues round my head. I woke up this morning with the blues round my head. It's the truth. I had the blues so bad, I had to go right back to bed. I got 14 cousins, all of them are dead. I got 14 cousins, all of them are dead. Just like me, they had the blues so bad, they was touched in the head. Come back, cousins, come back.
Thank you, Woody Herman. That's probably show number 7 already for Woody. Now we've got a fellow named Billy Butterfield. Billy's got a small posse here, including Gene Schrader and George Wedling, Ernie Caceres, and a fellow named Joe Marcello. They're going to take off on a song called Back Home Again in Indiana. Are you ready, Bill?
Thank you.
Do you mind if I make the next introduction?
Well, I don't know why not. I should mind, Woody. Go right ahead.
All right, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a fellow who's been my inspiration for a good many years. As a matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, I think there's only one guy that sings this way, and I'm sure you all agree. I'm talking about the man who's been my friend for a good many years, and a guy that I really love, Red McKenzie. And today he's going to... Today, Red's going to sing "It's the Talk of the Town," and the background was written by Dick Carey.
I can't show my face. I can't go any place. People stop and stare. It's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and our relations gave congratulations, and how can we face them? What can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. And don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town.
Thank you, Red McKenzie. Now, here's the village vanguard, Max Kaminsky. Maxie, I'm going to give you three beats on Back in Your Own Backyard. Ready? One, two, three. Mob. Very good, Max. Thanks. Now it's about time for the Indian princess, Miss Lee Wiley. Yes, a few years ago, Lee wrote a song with Victor Young and Ned Washington. She sang it last week at Carnegie Hall and some of the back molding fell off. She's going to sing it for you now, and it's called Ghost of a Chance. Are we ready? One, two...
I need your love so badly. I love you all so badly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you. But other love surrounds you. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the love of it for you. And I'd be true, but what's the good of scheming when I know I must be dreaming? 'Cause I don't just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the love of men for you. And I'll be true, what's the good of scheming when I know I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
And now, our feature attraction, pole vaulter Fred Robbins.
Why, thank you, Edward. On the agenda for next week is the New Orleans master, the great Sidney Bechet, who's going to play a Duke Ellington composition. Back at the Steinway will be Jess Stacy, Tommy Dorsey's band, with some new variations on Sweet Lorraine. Artie Shaw's in town, you know, and we're going to ask Artie to drop by. Sid Weiss will be on hand, and so will George Wetling and Ernie Caceres, Max Kaminsky and Billy Butterfield. And we're hoping that Tommy Dorsey will be able to make it, too. So tune in next week, same time, same blue stations. Well, now here's Eddie and Woody and all the fellows just about to try a little barefoot music. Leonard, step back a little bit. You're too close to the microphone.
I might say this weather isn't really appropriate to barefoot music. We're going to try it anyhow, Fred. Gene, you want to take those blues from the front? Take them. Billy Butterfield. Marcella from the Hickory House. Back to Gene Schrader. Sidney Rice on the bass. Lively bass. Jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernest Anderson.
This is the Blue Network.